It is a great feeling. We are very, very lucky. It does not escape us how lucky we are that we keep having, we have more lives than a cat.
I'm looking here, and I wanted to ask you too, Jamie Hanna, how is that related to Jeff?
It's his son.
Well, there you go. That's good. Now, is he on the road with you right now?
He is. Jamie has been listening to the Nitty Gritty Derpy music since he was like 0 years old.
Yeah.
And he knows our music better than we do because he started playing guitar when he was just a teenager, and he knows all our songs.
Great.
And so when he decided to come out with us, because he had a really long run playing and writing with the Mavericks.
Oh, okay.
And he was also, for the past 10 years, playing with Gary Allen.
Okay.
So he's been touring with Gary. I mean, he's a well-seasoned musician, great singer, unbelievable acoustic electric guitar player. So we've been itching to have him come out with us for years now. We've been talking about it, and it just so happened that, the start of last year that it became possible.
Well, I'll tell you what, everybody has a chance to see you all September 28th at the Carson Center in Paducah, Kentucky. It's an amazing venue, perfect acoustics in here, and it'll be a wonderful night of music. And I'm sure that I'm going to ask you some questions that have been answered a million times before, but for our Z100 listeners, Bob, can you tell me the story of a song like Fishing in the Dark? How did that come to be?
Fishing in the Dark was a song that we heard. We were in making an album with our producer, Josh Leo, and he had a friend who turned out to be a really good friend of ours who had written this song, a guy named Jim Fotoglow. Now, it just so happens that Jim Fotoglow has been on the road playing bass with us for the past 4 or 5 years now.
Okay.
Jim Fotoglow played with Carole King's band. Jim Fotoglow was the bass player for a whole bunch of people, including Dan Fogelberg.
Wow.
So he is a well-seasoned. He was a musician and is a solo musician back in the 80s. Anyway, he's co-written a bunch of songs with us, and we've had his songs on our albums before. And he said, listen, you got to listen to this song. It's called Fishing in the Dark. And it is the only song that we've ever heard in 53 years that when we heard it, we went, this is a hit song.
Yeah.
But we just knew it.
Well, it is. It's the song that honestly, as a kid, teenager, that's the song I heard on the radio, and I said, I want to be able to play that because it made me feel good. It's like your songs make me feel good.
Well, that's great, and that's why we still go out and we do this stuff and drag our butts around the country and help. And you asked me what would be different in this world if it wasn't for Nitty Gritty Airplane. Well, the airline stocks would not be worth as much if it wasn't for us.
You've got the frequent flyer miles racked up right there.
We've been pouring money into the airlines for how many years now? Anyway, our idea is, you know what? There's enough stuff going on in the world, during your daily life, and you need to get away from it or else you go crazy.
As a fellow keyboardist myself, I have to ask you, what kind of equipment, what kind of boards are you playing on stage?
Pretty simple stuff. I got a Nord Piano 88.
Yeah.
And then I got a Nord Electro 4, and I got some samples in there for some different things that I used during the show. And other than that, I got a little accordion, and I got a MIDI switch because on about four of the songs, I play keyboard bass because our bass player is playing acoustic guitar.
I gotcha.
I play bass and all that stuff. So I just got a little switch that sends the signal from the controller on top down to my bass unit, stuff like that.
This little segment is for all the music geeks out there like myself. So,
well, I'll tell you one little thing that you probably don't know is that on the record of Fishing in the Dark, when we went in to cut that, we wanted as many people playing guitar as possible. So I played a DX7 bass line while we were cutting the basic track on that.
Yeah.
And that's what's on the record.
That's the stuff we need to know. That's why we need to go to this show at the Carson Center in Paducah, Kentucky. So
if you're going to play Fishing in the Dark and you want it to be authentic, go out and buy yourself a DX7. They cost about 50 bucks right now.
Hey, Bob Carpenter, thank you so much for your time. Safe travels. I know you guys are very, very busy.
All right, Kent.
I appreciate your time this morning, sir.
Appreciate your time, too. You take care now. We'll see you soon.